BP added more than $70 billion to the U.S. economy last year by making investments from coast to coast. Investments like acquiring America's largest biogas producer, Archaea Energy, and starting up new infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
So this French daredevil climbed a building in Japan, 68 floors. He fell to his death. And I read the article Puss sent to me. He walked in and he said, hey, listen, I got a friend upstairs on the 49th floor that I'm supposed to meet. So they let him up, and then they call up there, and the guy had no idea who he is. So they figure out this is one of those. They finally chase him out. They can't find the guy, but they finally see a hatch to the roof, and they go up there, and they can't find a guy, and he's missing, and they find him dead.
Was he going to climb?
I literally read the article. He climbs buildings. He's a French daredevil, you know.
Yeah, this is kind of his thing. He's the guy you see standing on the very top of the building with his, you know, with his selfie stick and the GoPro, and you're going, that's horrifying.
So a couple things in the story where
he's going to climb down this building.
Yeah,
he's climbing up it.
He's climbing up it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He started like the 49th floor and then just kept going higher.
He doesn't climb I don't think he climbs the whole building, but he gets to the very tip top of like the antenna on top of the super high building and does that kind of stuff.
So just last scene, tapping on a window of the penthouse and a maid called the cops. They think that he was trapped outside and tried to get in.
He was freaked out. But he also, I literally read the story and I'm not kidding you. I know they have to do this, but I don't get why. They said the cops still haven't released how he died.
Cause of death.
I read that too. And I think the pavement was the cause of death.
They have one guess.
Jesus Christ, we're not stupid, man.
Pavement plus gravity.
I know they're going to wait for an autopsy. Right. An autopsy, you know,
and
he's
the
just
fact
mush
that he
at
hit
that
the
point.
Pavement at terminal velocity.
Yeah,
that's a wet sandbag, basically.
It sounds like he was running from building security or whatever. And may have found himself in a place where he couldn't climb up and he couldn't get back in, and he was in a little bit of a precarious situation, he's dead now.
He's dead now.
You know?
Brutal.
But that's, but come on, if that's the
you're going to die. Well, it's like those wingsuit guys. They die. You know, we talked about this before. You know? The free climbers, you know, some of those free climbers have 5 or 6 friends have died.
Right. If you make a mistake when you're daredeviling, you know, the consequences are bad.
I mean, if that's going to be the thing that you're known for, don't you think that that's probably the way you're going to die?
I'm sure some of them retire.
If everything doesn't go to plan when you're daredeviling, you're dead.
Yeah. I mean,
everything has to be exactly right.
When I read No Cause of Death, which was hilarious, but I thought of this. Now, granted, I don't think those kind of guys, even private policies, I'm sure they could not get life insurance.
Yeah, it's probably tough.
And even private policies, they probably say, no, you can't. I don't care what you pay us. We're not paying you a bunch of money if you die. But just in case he got a private policy.
Do they list their occupation as daredevil?
Yeah, daredeviling is what they do for it, too, by the way. But think about it. If you get a private policy and he said, hey, because private policies, a lot of those, or any policy, you can't kill yourself. How are they going to prove you killed yourself?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He could jump off the building and say, I missed.
Right.
You wanted to try and make some money or something like that. Now, granted, I don't think you can get.
I think
you probably can't get policies when you're a daredevil.
There's a daredevil pension plan.
A lot of private policies let you kill yourself only after a certain number of years.
So many years, though. Yeah, I mean, you got many years.
You have a waiting period.
Yeah, so they don't. You don't just sign up for that
cooling off period for the life insurance.
But this guy could get around that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it's the same thing for even just the guys who do the extreme sports. You know, I mean, because
how they get policies.
I don't know if this is the case now, but when my dad's buddy was the crop duster, he couldn't get life insurance because of his
occupation. I tried to crop dust down to the beach there, but I failed that one.
Your family was begging for a dusting.
It was a turd duster. So he couldn't get it? A crop duster couldn't get policy either?
I always heard that, you know, when Evel Knievel was at his Apex that he couldn't get life insurance.
No,
because he was daredeviling.
It's funny to me that he was even concerned about that.
Right.
I know.
I'm Evel Knievel. I'd like a life insurance plan.
I think the tougher one for Evel would have been medical insurance. You know,
if
you're the guy who broke every bone in your body multiple times, I mean,
wouldn't
the medical insurance finally just go, no, we're done, dude, no.
Yeah, if you, after you've broken every bone.
But don't most daredevils make their money from sponsors?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I think a lot of these sponsors are backing away now just because guys are falling off of cliffs and they don't want to be associated with that.
They're pushing it too far. Yeah, I mean, it's every time the bar has got to get raised higher and then eventually people start dying and then their sponsors are connected.
In fact, I think fall off a cliff bar bail as a sponsor.
Fall off a cliff
bar. No, they did. They did. They were one of the – for that free solo guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. I think it was Cliff Bar and like North Face, and they
any number of
are
bailing
so good,
from this business because too many people are dying.
I can't hear Free Solo without thinking about Hope Solo.
Yeah. Oh, free and that Willie.
Bean,
yeah. Right. Rubbing the bean.
Right.
Yeah.
Free bean.
We can't hear the word Free Solo without thinking of Hope Solo playing with herself in a video. That's on us, right, Nick?
Hell, I guess it
on
is. You. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that might be your brain.
Well, you said solo.
Yeah.
I did say solo, right.
But this guy's
speaking of that, Mr. Skin later this morning, by the way. Yeah.
If you're following 68 stories.
8:35.
Okay. What'd you say, Nick?
If you're following 68 stories, that's... You've got to have time to, like, really, you know what's
happening.
I want to
know how long you...
The terror sets in.
We're never going to know that because those guys always die. Do they black out even at 68 stories?
Did he have video rolling?
No, I
think it says in the story that the cops found his camera.
Right. But there were other. It didn't say this act was necessarily on camera. It said there were others that were on camera.
I don't think he'd gotten to the point where he had fired up the camera yet because I don't think he was where he wanted to be. Again, I think he was running from security trying to get up.
Yeah,
and this was a mistake, and he just he miscalculated the wrong turn or the wrong step, and then boom. He's falling 68 stories.
I think he wanted to be attached to the building.
Yep, there's no margin for error.
No.
When you're daredeviling like that.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit. And you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life. Even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors. Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I'm watching this interview with Matt Damon of all people, and Matt Damon's talking about...
He's a good-looking dude.
He's talking about... he's showing his age now, though, Matt is, yeah. He's talking about Tom Cruise, how... And he was telling these guys, you know, who's those podcast guys? They're all famous dudes. Jason Bateman, those three guys.
The Smartless podcast. Right. It's Sean.
But they're also doing a live tour now where they just talk to people.
There's some documentary.
Sean Hayes
and Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, right. They're all buddies. So he's on this show, and he's talking to it's Matt Damon doing an imitation of Tom Cruise. He knows Tom Cruise. He said... He was asking Tom Cruise about the stunt walking around that building in the Mission Impossible, the second or third one ago. Remember, he's walking around that building.
Yeah.
In Dubai, isn't it?
Yeah, he's hung up on the side of the building on the glass. And
so he's asking his stunt. So Tom Cruise said, he said, how'd you do that? So Tom Cruise was telling Matt Damon the story where he says, I was telling my stunt coordinator and my safety guy, he goes, I want to do this. And the guy goes, Tom, you can't do that. You can't do that. And Cruz goes, so I got a new safety guy.
Wow.
That was the joke. That's what he did. He's got a new safety guy that said, yeah, we'll try this. You could do it.
Well, the one of them, there, I think it was two movies ago, the movie starts out with him hanging off the side of a cargo plane as it's taken off.
Yeah, I've seen that. He's actually wired on that.
Yeah,
one,
he's harnessed still, though, on, but still.
But he's going to take it off.
You're still on a plane.
Strapped to the outside of a plane as it's taken off.
Yeah, your arms wouldn't do that. You couldn't do that with your arms.
I mean, the most, like, the guy who's directing all these films or the money guys behind these films have to be constantly worried.
Like, yeah, because the thing is that they have to approve what he wants because he makes him a fortune. That he wants to do his own stunts. They have to prove that, and they got to worry if he dies, the movie is over.
Yeah, there was a clip I saw of one of them where it was the stunt was he was hanging off of the bottom of a helicopter.
Right.
The helicopter had a rope and like some big package attached to the bottom of it, and he was trying to climb up the rope.
Yeah. What do you think of them when you hear big package attached there, Nick?
Was the Navy the only people to say no to Tom Cruise? Because he wanted to fly those planes.
Yeah.
Whatever they were.
For Top Gun Maverick, they said, nah, you can't have
F-18s?
Yeah.
He's got to be insufferable to hang out with. Let me fly the plane. I mean, Tom, just come on.
Well, for the one with the helicopters, they said he actually learned how to pilot a helicopter.
Right.
Because there were shots in the movie where they needed him to be in the controlling the helicopter, and he's like, all right, well, I'll just get my helicopter pilot's license then.
We have trouble learning a new button we got to push. I got to do that? Oh, man.
Right.
And nobody dies, you know.
Yeah.
Man, you change the computer system on me. I got to change. I got to hit this button now.
But this one where he was climbing up the rope helicopter.
We changed stuff like 6 months ago, and I just said, push, you're going to do it now.
Yeah.
You
know? No.
It's an inside radio thing. I said, I'm just done learning at this point.
And that's exactly what he said.
I did.
I don't want to learn anymore.
I don't want to learn anymore. I've changed computer systems my whole life. You do it. Yeah.
Right. But that one where he was climbing up to the helicopter, they said there was one shot where he dropped. And the director of the movie was like,
just pooped himself.
Right? I think we just lost Tom.
Tom, is there video?
Like he was driving his family to the beach.
Is there video of those two planes hitting each other, one you sent me?
I don't think there's video.
Okay.
Yeah, why was that?
Why are they in the same area? And
it was a private plane.
Okay.
And I forget where else. I want to say they were in North Carolina.
Okay.
How were their injuries? Did they have to, like, really turn the planes to get away from each other?
Like, tell me, they didn't all die? Okay.
Do planes have horns?
You know what? It's a stupid question.
Can you
question.
Honk at a guy getting in your way?
It's a dumb question, but I still love the question, though. Yeah, do planes have horns?
You think they might be lost in the noise of the plane, but
and the pilot with his finger out the window going, hey!
Happened a week ago. A week and a day ago. A Legion Air flight going to Lexington.
Allegiant?
Yeah, from Fort Lauderdale. They came a little too close.
So this was at the Fort Lauderdale airport? Or
it sounds like, air.
That's on the
Allegiant
air
flight
controllers, right?
Going to Lexington, Kentucky from the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood airport. Came a little too close to a plane flying in the same direction.
So they hit or they didn't hit?
Yeah. Almost. No, they took action. They missed each other.
Did you see the video? It's either Allegiant or what's the other one that was is
the
not
pilot of the incoming plane, a private Gulfstream jet, also had to make a sudden swerve to avoid a collision the Allegiant air pilot had. According to the FAA, first received an automated alert about another aircraft. So there's your horn at the same altitude. It was then instructed to turn eastbound at an altitude of 23,000 feet when it crossed in front of the Gulfstream jet. That was
small planes. Beep, 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 beep. Small planes.
By a traffic controller out of Miami.
Was it John Travolta?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine. It says here the Allegiant flight took evasive action, and that meant they had to climb 600 feet all of a sudden. I'm trying to figure out what that felt like in the back.
That's what that daredevil was hoping to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Two flight attendants were suddenly thrust backwards.
Ooh,
one was later treated with injuries. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Roller coaster. Honestly, felt like a roller coaster.
We pulled up. I'll tell you what. I don't know if it was 600 feet, whatever the number you mentioned there. But when we were landing, coming back from Vegas years ago, at Epley in Omaha, there, my wife and I, we pulled right up because there were birds. We were about landing, and all of a sudden, zoom, straight back up in the air. And I freaked out, but that's what it was.
When I flew with the Blue Angels, we went straight up.
Todd,
we did the rocket takeoff, and we just did that for fun.
Yeah.
The pilot just wanted to do that for fun. There were no birds to avoid.
No. Well, luckily in your situation, Tyler, the flight attendants were already sat down and strapped in.
They were. They were
on approach.
They were.
This sounds like they were, you know, they were in the middle of drink service or whatever, and then all of a sudden the plane's shooting 600 feet up.
And it would be my vodka. They're like a row away from me. They're holding my vodka when they lose it, and then I can't drink. And that's when I would need the vodka.
Yeah, what do you do after that?
I know. Like, they're not serving you after that.
Are you guys coming back around?
can you limp over
grab
here
our own
and give
drinks?
Me a new drink?
I'm hitting the button. Ding, ding. Mm. Where's my vodka? I need it now. Because, you know, we just did 600 feet, you know?
Yeah, that flight
make
was
it a double.
Taking off. The Allegiant flight was taking off.
There's a Spirit flight on. Somebody took a picture of the wing with just about an 80 piece of duct tape all the way down the wing. Have you seen that? It's viral there. And the guy goes, I don't think I'm going to fly Spirit anymore.
I would rather not see that.
I mean, literally, it was little duct tape the whole way out the wing. And more like five, I want to say 70 piece of duct tape on
this
wing.
You can do a lot of stuff with duct tape, man.
You can. And it probably was safe, but still, not good looking.
Yeah, you don't want probably safe.
Well, it was safe.
It was safe.
You just don't want the duct tape.
Just Google
look.
It. Yeah. Google it when you get changed.
On your plane.
No, you don't, but I have seen duct tape on planes, but not 70 pieces.
Not on the main parts.
The wing. It was the wings.
Yeah.
That's the main parts.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah, it's a very important part on a plane.
Yep. That's probably the main one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that wing and then the other wing.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.